Hi everybody, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the Forcing You on an Empty Late Night Train audio, specifically for people who don't necessarily seek out or have the easiest time listening to content that has non-consent in it. This is normally where I would say something along the lines of, you know, you're safe, this is not a real scenario, and to an extent that's true, right? The audio itself is meant to be a fantasy played out, but I think it would be a little bit irresponsible for me to just tell you that, like, you know, it's safe. So I want to talk about that a little bit. This is such a shitty topic, because it shouldn't be this way, but it's kind of an unfortunate reality. I don't want to, like, scare people. The subway is, like, not the most dangerous place in the world, but it's also not a place where, like, you know, there are, like, actual people that I know in real life tell me stories about how, like, men have done things like exposed themselves or touched themselves inappropriately, quite obviously without the consent of any of the other people on the train. And so even though this audio is a much more extreme example of non-consent being played out on a train, I just wanted it out there that, you know, other forms of sexual harassment are equally abhorrent and, like, shouldn't be tolerated, you know? So first off, we kind of talk about this in every aftercare, but it's for a reason, is that actual forcing people into non-consensual situations is not okay. And, like, should the scenario of this audio happen in real life, like, that's absolutely not okay, right? This is meant to be a fantasy to be enjoyed in a safe and consensual environment by consenting adults. It's shitty because it shouldn't be people's responsibility to, you know, go on the train and have to be vigilant about this kind of thing. And again, it's not like this is something that, like, you will run into every day, okay? But it's just an unfortunate reality that it's sometimes like that. And hopefully hearing me say that, like, hearing that it's not okay, is meaningful in some way. Especially since I'm the one who made this audio, right? But, like, this kind of behavior is absolutely unacceptable. Like, it's illegal for a reason. And nobody deserves to have that happen to them. Not you, not anybody you know, you know, not anybody I know, not myself. So hopefully that's clear, and hopefully that's helpful in some form to hear. If something like that happens, right, it's not your fault. It's not your responsibility, and it's just shitty and unfair. So if you didn't like the themes around this audio, I kind of want to run through, like, the normal gambit of stuff that we talk about in these aftercares. Like, it's okay. This is actually, like, my third time trying to record this one because I keep getting interrupted, and I want it to be, like, one cohesive, like, flow of thought. But so, originally it was in different order, but, you know, if you are not into, you know, the things that are in this audio, right, and I'm not going to use certain words, but just to describe them, right, like, struggling or, like, the, you know, the forcing, stuff like that, like, that's okay. No, almost nobody is into everything. If you didn't make it through this whole audio and you just wanted to listen to aftercare, that's okay. You know, that's why I make these. If you didn't even click on the audio and you're just here listening after care, you know, as always, you are welcome here. This is meant to be a safe place for everybody, including you. So just because you don't enjoy this content doesn't mean that, you know, this is not a... It's too many double negatives. If you don't enjoy this content, you still deserve to have this be a safe place for you, is what I'm trying to say. And you shouldn't let anybody tell you otherwise. I think I had another point that I wanted to make, but I don't remember what it was. This is what I get for trying to do these so off the cuff. I mean, that's kind of why they're like this, right? I understand that I say almost the same exact thing in every aftercare that we do. And again, we do these for... I say we, I guess it's me. I do these, right? I say we. I'm like, hopefully, maybe one day it'll catch on. People will start offering more aftercare, but... I do this for every audio that has any inkling of non-consent, right? I've done it for audios that don't have non-consent because, your safety, your, like, mental and emotional safety and well-being, to me, are important. The very last thing I want somebody doing is listening to an audio of mine, and being uncomfortable in any way. And then walking away without, you know, me having some form of, like, attempt to remedy that. So, you know, your feelings matter. If you felt uncomfortable from listening to this audio, or even, like, fucking... Sorry, I don't mean to be vulgar, I'm just... even if you, like, read the tags and the tags made you uncomfortable, like, you know, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. And I know I say this in every one, but... Like, you're not an incomplete person, right? You're not any less than anybody else just because this isn't something you're into for whatever reason, right? It can be because it could be because it's triggering. It could be because, you know, you simply just aren't into it, right? It doesn't matter, right? You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You don't owe anybody a justification. You are allowed to have your own boundaries. And you deserve to have those boundaries respected. So, yeah. That's about it. I think the last thing I'd like to talk about is intent. I know we just had this... I just had this whole spiel about how, like, you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you're not into this. And I understand... on a surface level, that I don't really owe you an explanation as to why I do this kind of stuff. But I think it'll help. I like to hope that it will help a little bit, right? First off, I did post 2 non-consent audios in a row, and I do post once a week. So for those of you who, like, are waiting for consensual content, I'm sorry, I promise it's coming. I usually try not to do 2 in a row just because I really hate the idea of excluding people, but this was just kind of what came up in my moods and ideas. So I guess I wanted to have a quick talk about I understand that, like, most people don't think this, but I think it bears explaining that just because I create fantasy content around non-consent does not mean that I endorse legitimate acts of non-consent in any way. In fact, I am the opposite. I have been told by previous ex-partners that sometimes my lack of initiative due to, like, a fear of, like, crossing boundaries is infuriating. That's neither here nor there, but look, when I make audios, I tend to be going for one of 3 things, right? One of them is I have a feeling that I want to share with the listener. One of them is I have a feeling that I want to express. And then the third is like, there's a piece of media that I'm a fan of and I'm making an audio about it, right? This is like if I made the Captain American audio, Captain America, you know, like the Everdisney Utopia audio, like the Sephiroth audio, stuff like that, right? And so most of my audios are the first, where I have a feeling that I want to pass on to the listener. So as somebody who identifies as a Switch, what may surprise a lot of people is that I don't think it should come off as a surprise, but sometimes people are surprised when I express this, is that I think I'm like more than 50% like subby. And so there are a lot of reasons that I enjoy being like the recipient of, you know, forceful content that may involve my lack of consent, right? And again, this is strictly within the confines of a fantasy, right? Not a legitimate act of non-consent. And so when I make stuff like this, I'm trying to capture how I want to be made to feel and share it with somebody. The reason I bring this up, right, is like I just want it to be very widely understood both by both camps, right? It doesn't matter if you're into this stuff, it doesn't matter if you're not into this stuff, right? What, like, the important thing here is that, like, it's very clear that this is not something that I would encourage or stand for or defend in a actual, like, real life scenario. I think that's what I'm trying to say. When I, like, explain my motives behind making all this stuff, I just want people to know that this kind of behavior is not okay. So yeah. Hopefully that gets the point across. I know I tend to be a little sidewindy. I think this aftercare is a little bit longer than some of them tend to be, but oh look, it's the FF7 victory theme. I guess it's a good sign that it's time to call it. So closing remarks, right? If you don't like this stuff, that's normal, right? You're not abnormal, right? People who like this stuff, also normal, right? There's no separation, or like you're not bad or like broken. Nobody is for liking or not liking something. And you know, this consent is sexy. establishing clear communication and boundaries is also very important. So yeah. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a good one. Bye.